48DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. Attorney General Merrick Garland has outlined the findings of a new Justice Department report into the 2022 shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas.
Failures in leadership, in tactics, in communications, in training, and in preparedness.
19 students and two teachers were killed. Congress has averted a government shutdown, passing a short-term funding deal. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer was pleased.
This is what the American people want to see. Both sides working together.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. The Justice Department has released its report on the response to the Uvalde school shootings in 2022. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
Within minutes of arriving inside the school, officials on scene transitioned from treating the scene as an active shooter situation to treating the shooter as a barricaded subject. This was the most significant failure.
This family member of one of the victims responded to the report.
You know, just kind of talking amongst each other, we knew the failures that had happened. It makes more clarity now because it's written and now it's set in stone. And what we thought is true.
19 children and two teachers were killed in Uvalde. The House and the Senate have passed a stopgap spending bill that funds government operations through early March. Connecticut Democrat Rosa DeLauro.
A young woman who I see just about every day and with really fear in her face. She said to me, "Are you going to keep the government open?" I said, "We are." And she said, "Thank you."
President Biden is expected to sign the bill before tomorrow's deadline. The president's son has agreed to give a deposition on February 28th. Hunter Biden earlier defied a subpoena to testify behind closed doors, saying he wanted his testimony to be public. House Republicans are probing Hunter's business dealings, trying to determine if President Biden was involved. A successful liftoff for another SpaceX mission.
I'm Peter King at the Kennedy Space Center. It was not a picture-perfect Florida day. Good enough as the Falcon 9 rocket punched a hole in the clouds for a perfect trip to orbit. SpaceX launch director Mark Soltis to the three space rookies.
Congrats. Welcome to your first flight on Dragon. Mike, on the other hand, welcome to the Dragon Frequent Flyer Club.
Michael Lopez Alegria is commanding his second space station flight for Axiom Space, the company's third privately funded mission. Axiom 3 is scheduled to dock at the International Space Station early Saturday.
Winter storms are blanketing the country. In Wilmington, Illinois, chunks of ice have jammed up the Kankakee River. Barbara Ward lives by.
Can't do anything. It's impossible. You just stand here and you watch it and you pray to God, oh my God, please don't come in my house.
Confirmed weather-related fatalities nationwide are now at 60. Amid the war between Israel and Hamas.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's told the U.S. that Israel opposes a Palestinian state in any post-war scenario. He said history shows that whenever Israel pulls out of territory, terrorists move in.
CBS's Robert Berger. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Reproductive rights will be the topic when Vice President Kamala Harris visits West Bend on Monday. That's according to a release put out by the White House this morning. Her remarks come on the 51st anniversary of the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court ruling that legalized abortion. 1 in 10 teenagers in Wisconsin tried to commit suicide last year. Linda Hall is with the Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health. She says teens are under a lot of pressure.
Performing well in high school, getting prepared to go to college. They're concerned about climate change, the proliferation of gun violence, and political divisiveness.
Hall says the good news is more than 300 schools in Wisconsin have mental health programs that are led by students. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some snow showers around tonight, cloudy and breezy, wind chills to 15 below, a low of 1 below. And mostly cloudy for tomorrow, high near 10 above. Sun's back into Saturday, high in the low teens, upper teens as we look into Sunday, 30s with some snow late Monday. Currently, we're at 8.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for News Talk and Sports, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Greg Gard Show, brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Badgers, Matt LaPay.
Welcome you into the Greg Gard Show, our weekly chat with the head coach of the University of Wisconsin Badgers. Say weekly, we dance around the times of these shows because, well, there was a day when the team would play on Wednesday and then again on Saturday, an occasional Tuesday game, but you all know the drill now with the television contracts. Pretty much every night of the week is in play, including Friday night when the Badgers are on the home floor against Indiana. Earlier on this week, the trip for the 9 o'clock Eastern tip against Penn State. Greg, you've mentioned in the past that you've had games where your eyes tell you, they show you something on game day, then you look back at the vid and it's a little bit different. Coming off the Penn State game, when you looked back, anything different, or was it
unfortunately what I thought. The results, the scoreboard indicated the results or indicated what happened, and exactly how I saw it live was exactly what I saw when I watched it back. So it's a good lesson. I think, as we've talked about before, the season has ebbs and flows. You're going to have really good moments, and you're going to have moments which you want to get back. But credit to Penn State, they were better than us, specifically in the backcourt. I thought the two guards were really good, and we could never quite get our hands around them defensively, so to speak. And they kept us on our heels with some of the pressure and the trapping that just didn't let us get comfortable. And more so than anything, just the defensive ball screens, dribble penetrations, those type of things. We couldn't keep the ball out of the paint.
Yeah, you saw a guy like Baldwin I understand now why he was the A-10 player of the year last year and the defense player of the year. He was not a very good three-point shooter coming into the game, but he got into a rhythm early, and that changes things, right?
It does.
Some guys knocking down
when
shots.
You get confidence and you're allowed, the ball got to the rim so much at such a high frequency that just develops confidence. You shoot layups, everything else starts to become, the basket gets bigger and bigger, and then when you need to make those tough shots late like him the other guard did too, now you've made 5, 6, 7 of them already. And I would say with Baldwin going 4 for 5 from three, that hasn't been the norm, but we did our fair share of helping him gain some confidence.
Yep, Kanye Clary with a big game for Penn State as well. And that's not to say Wisconsin didn't have some guys who had big games as well. AJ doing his thing with the 23 points. Stephen Crowell, a double-double. He is, I guess I would say somewhat quietly, putting together, that's his fourth double-double of the season. Probably haven't asked you a lot about him right now, and I should, because he's putting together a pretty good year for himself.
He is. I think he's one of the better post players in the league. And obviously Zach Edey, everybody knows about, and that's kind of a unicorn just with his size. But Steve's completeness, I think, around the rim, he hasn't shot a lot of threes, but he's shot them pretty well. And he's gotten to he shot the line better this year as well. So, and rebounded. That was one thing I think we've, encouraged him to be a more aggressive rebounder. And as you mentioned, this is the fourth double-double. I think he's averaging close to 7 or 8 rebounds a game. So he's, obviously trending in the right direction, getting better. And I think when we can play through him consistently, it makes us a better team.
You mentioned the rebounding. You guys are hitting the offensive glass better than you have in a while. And I had to remind myself this because I think it's really easy to just have a narrative, Wisconsin never hits the offensive glass. Looking back at like 17, you were one of the best in the country,
right,
at an offensive rebound percentage. Just a matter of the personnel being there or anything else different?
It is personnel driven. And to a degree. I mean, you have, I think our depth helps us with some of that, that we're able to stay a little fresher. I think some of the things schematically we're doing offensively help in that. And I think you also look at experience and, you know, how we've, you know, encouraged them to go to the glass. And, you know, the caveat or that you trade, what do you give up in transition defensively? I don't know if I think the trade-off has been worth it, I know, or we haven't given up that really anymore than what we have in past years. But obviously we've been able to extra possessions and those type of things. And, you know, a schematically thing, keeping your seven-footers around the rim, you know, and not having to travel a lot of distance to get the ball with ball screens. They're chasing the ball downhill with the guards. So there's a lot of things that put them in better position. But then at the end of the day, rebounding really comes down to what's in underneath that jersey, you know, primarily in the chest region of how you know, your heart and your willingness to go at it and be relentless.
And you can be a seven-footer or you cannot. Your guards can go hit it too. And you've had a lot of guards who have been pretty good at hitting the glass.
Yeah, we have. Right? You know, I think, you know, John Blackwell as a freshman has done some good things. AJ, that's an area of improvement that we really tried to, you know, push him towards, that he can be a better rebounder for his size and athleticism. And for him, it's a matter of just training himself to go. You know, it's not that he's going, and when he goes, he's pretty effective. Now we have to get him more consistent in making the attempt to go.
You mentioned defensively. You touched on it after the game on Tuesday night. You've been saying this, you know, the last couple of weeks, that you like some of the work that's going on, some of the improvement, but there is still work to do. And I thought, well, probably every coach in America would say that. But you were saying it for a reason, because even in the couple games prior to Penn State, you were seeing some things going, not quite where this needs to be.
Yeah, specifically defensively, I think, you know, you always look to pitch the perfect game, but numbers told me we weren't where we needed to be, let alone what my eye, you know, the eye test told me. We had not held a team under a point per possession since Iowa, so we had gone, you know, and a lot of times offense masquerades some other deficiencies. You know, scoring always covers up mistakes, at least for the casual observer, but knowing that it was going to come back at some point to bite us, and obviously it did. So I think, like I said, as I told the team yesterday, there's winning and there's learning, and there's a lot of learning we're going to take from this film of how we have to be better. And I think always the best teaching is when you're sitting there knowing the result of the game that isn't good. It's I can say a lot of things and we can teach a lot of things when you're winning, but it doesn't have quite the same impact. And so it's good to, you know, get reminders on why some of these little things are really important. And when you do enough of those little things, or don't do enough of those little things, and you turn the ball over a little higher rate than you need to, you have the result that we had on Tuesday night.
I sit there and watch a game like that. I'm thinking, there's such a long way to go in this season, but if things go the way everybody here wants to go and you're playing well into March, that style is one you could easily run into again, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I think, and we've seen it, you know, I mentioned before the game, Marquette does some similar things. You know, I don't think the pressure really, what they were attempting to do sped us up, you know, specifically early. I thought we got too frantic. And there's a difference between, there's a fine line between being aggressive and being out of control. And we crossed that line too many times, specifically in the first half and once or twice in the second half when we had rebounds and we're coming in transition and just tried to think we could go through the brick wall that was set up for us. But I think it will. It has to help us. There's no other choice. It's going to help us. Needs to help us for Friday night, and albeit a completely different, you know, game plan and how Indiana plays is different. But it's, like I said, there's a lot of things that you can learn from every game, but this one is, the list is a little extra long.
One thing I want to ask you about, we didn't really get a chance, just the nature of how the game unfolded on Tuesday, but you got some really valuable minutes out of Marcus Silver. Now, we've sat here either on the radio program or some television recordings where you have mentioned him as being someone who is, like, starting to turn a corner right now. And Badger fans got to see that.
Yeah, I thought he gave us a terrific 5 minutes. I mean, you get five rebounds, you knock down a three, you block a shot. I thought he was positionally in the right. You know, he just did a lot of good things, and it was a carryover of what I've seen here in practice. And I got to continue to find ways to get him on the floor. And obviously that's one of the quandaries we have, or issues with depth, is you can only put five guys out there at once. But I thought he reminds me of, you've all heard the Tom Brady story where he was at Michigan and was on the scout team and getting two snaps, and kind of the mental health coach or whatever at Michigan said, hey, make those two snaps the best, and then when you get two more. And, you know, fast forward here, obviously a Hall of Fame quarterback, Marcus Silver isn't Tom Brady, but the persistence that he's had to be on the scout team, maximize those reps, get his body better, improve his mindset, his aggressiveness, all those things. He used all those opportunities to continue to get ready and improve. And then obviously the consistency was the next step, and we're seeing that now. And like I said, now it's on me to get him on the floor.
It's amazing what some experience at this level, even practice experience, and what the weight room can do for you.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely. And then everybody, is stronger. And as I've said many times, he was originally just a 3-point shooter that thought the rest of the court inside that 3-point line didn't exist, and now he's playing with force, and you know, you see it in the rebounding, you see it in practice. He's got a chance here to not only for the rest of this year, but for the rest of his career to, I think, really make, because he's pretty complete at his size and athleticism and the way he shoots it, handles it. He's getting the defensive end figured out in large part due to his improved physicality. So I'm excited about what he can be in the future and where he is right now.
All right, Badgers taking on Indiana on Friday night here at the Kohl Center. Coverage starts at 6:30, tip time set for 7:30 Central Time. A bit later, we'll check in with assistant coach Dean Oliver, but we'll have more with Coach Gard coming up in just a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
This basketball season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any turnovers when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader. Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
You need reliable appliances to help you conquer the day. And Menards is the one-stop shop for huge savings on new, energy-efficient appliances. We carry the largest selection of in-stock appliances starting at low prices and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including Criterion, KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana. Upgrade today and save big money on all new appliances right now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Book him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine, constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
In a few minutes, we'll check in with Badgers assistant coach Dean Oliver. Our remaining time with head coach Greg Gard as the Badgers taking on the Indiana Hoosiers, a team that had its in-state rivalry game, part one. Boilermakers taking care of business in Bloomington, 87-66. Zach Edey was breaking news really good in that game. But it's an Indiana front line that is getting a lot of attention, and with reason. If it's Malik Renew, Khalil Ware, the transfer from Oregon, Mackenzie Mbako. But Renew is a guy that they're talking about being much, much improved, right?
Yeah, I think that's the beauty of today's, you know, we talk about transfer portal and revolving roster, but here's a guy that's, you know, going into his sophomore year, he's taking a big jump. And I mentioned off the air a little, there's a little, you know, flavor of Trace Jackson Davis with how he plays, that they're both left-handed, but just his power and explosiveness from, you know, 10, 12 feet and in, you know, shoots the three and well enough that you have to respect it. You have to guard him. And you mentioned Khalil Ware, the addition of him. He's all of 7 feet and, you know, plays above the rim. And Mbako, too, as a freshman, has really come in. And in watching film, here's, I've, you know, turned the page from Tuesday night. Galloway is another one that's really improved, bigger, stronger, more aggressive. So it's a, we mentioned earlier in the first segment, you know, as much as Penn State was full court pressure and run and jump and all this, it's going to be completely different. They'll guard you in the man in the half court and really emphasize on touching those bigs inside.
I didn't realize until just you're getting, taking a closer look at Indiana that you mentioned Ware. I mean, he can block shots, do all this. But he'll step out too. I know as a team they don't shoot a ton of threes,
right?
But you have to honor him a little bit.
Yeah, because he's close. He hasn't taken a high volume, but he's near, you know, 40%. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, he's shooting maybe one a game, two a game. You know, some games are a little more based on how teams play him. But it is. It's, and it looks pretty clean coming out of his hands too. You watch him at the free throw line. It's, the ball really spins. It's you know, good rotation on it. So that tells you just technique wise, fundamentally. You know, that it looks good coming out of his hands. And sometimes numbers can be deceiving. And we say this all the time with our team, is that if somebody is shooting 20-some percent from three, but you watch them shoot, they're better than what their numbers indicate. You know, some guys you can say, hey, the ball spins sideways, it's a knuckleball. There's a – the eye test matches the numbers. Mm-hmm. And with him, the eye test, you know, he's shooting well from the line, well from the three-point line. He's pretty pure with his stroke.
First game against Indiana. Obviously, the Badgers will make the trip down to Bloomington later in the season, but the first time Wisconsin has played Indiana since the passing of Bob Knight. I know you've told the story before, but I think it's appropriate. Someone driving around wherever in Wisconsin tonight, you attended one of those clinics way back when, right?
Yeah, over 30 years ago. I think it was fall of 1992. Made the trip when my second year coaching junior high. I think it was with a group or a staff of some coaches from Southwest Wisconsin, and made the trip to Bloomington, Indiana. The funny part of this story is that Matt, from Hazel Green, Wisconsin, to the parking lot at Assembly Hall, takes exactly one tank of gas because we ran out in the parking lot.
Now that's a kind of analytics. One tank, you're good.
Yeah, you're good to get there. You can get no farther. Can't even get to your hotel. But no, that was, you know, it was obviously to watch him and his team on the court for 3 days, Friday night, all day Saturday, and part of Sunday. You know, it was for a young coach in the second year, not knowing what the next 30 plus years were going to bring. You look back at those experiences, those notes that I still have. And he was such a, you know, I think a pioneer in the game, much like Wooden was in terms of his thinking and vision of the game, and his teaching was ahead of his peers at the time. And I think still, you know, I know know Coach Ryan took things from him. Coach Bennett had a good relationship with him. So you see a lot of his fingerprints of specifically in the defensive end still in play yet today.
One of the many strengths of you guys, yourself, and people talked about Bo this way too, is that there's an ability to, it could look complicated, but you simplify it in your teaching.
Right.
Did you detect that with Knight as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think, and that's one thing that I've, you know, I took from him, and another clinic that I went to early there too was Mike Krzyzewski. He came to Milwaukee, and just everything he talked about made sense for, you know, and I've had heard hundreds of coaches speak over the years, but two guys that really, and maybe it's just how philosophically I viewed the game and what I felt was important, what really was, you know, my supported my ideology of success. Those two guys, really what they talked about made sense, and it was simple. You know, as decorated as those two guys were, and Mike is, it's still how they viewed the game and how they taught the game. Really, they didn't try to overcook it.
It was interesting. Luke Fickell was telling the story, because when the football team played in Bloomington, that was the week that Coach Knight passed away. And Luke say he didn't know Knight personally, but he got a phone call from him the year that he took over as the interim at Ohio State in 2011 following Jim Tressel. And Luke said, yeah, Coach Knight called, and he said, got a question. Do you care what other people think of you? And Pickle said, well, no, not really. Then you'll be okay.
Right.
I mean, it's, he's right. All right.
Oh, yeah.
You got to be that way.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's a, people can Google the famous speech he made on senior night about when my time on earth has passed.
Yes. Like, yes.
I'll leave it at that. That's a research project for the audience out there.
I'll never forget that, because the Badgers were there. I'm doing my little post-game thing, and I had to go in a golf tone because it gets so quiet in there as the general is talking, and couldn't help but hear it. And the place just absolutely erupted. And as Coach Gard said, yeah, you just go on YouTube, you can search it, you'll find it there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, one of the best parts, as we've said many times about basketball, is that you turn the page quickly. And probably the second best part is that you have young guys, because that was a very late return.
Right.
Just put it out there. It was a very late return, or early Wednesday morning return. But you guys came out with plenty of bounce, it looked like, on Wednesday.
Old
guys, maybe not so much, but they did.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Fortunately, we haven't started class yet. That'll crank up next week. But I think the most important word in the world of competition, as I talked to Coach Ryan, speaking of coaches of the past, last night, the most important word in competition is next.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether how good it was or how bad it is, next. You learn from it, you turn the page, and he was as good as any, as infuriated as he may appear to be. He was so good at turning the page, and all right, let's clean slate next day. Let's go to work.
Yeah, if there's a reason, you would walk into his office, and that would be a word you'd see right away is next. When you're, do you, for just for a fan's perspective here, when you're on the plane coming back from a trip, win or not, is the laptop out, you're already starting the game review? And
yeah, as long as the flight attendants let me have it open. You know,
true.
Off and landing,
true.
They make me shut it down. But yeah, I was able to get through the film on the way on the flight home. Obviously, a little longer flight, and, you know, a little de-icing and computer glitch that made the arrival a little later than planned. But but by the time we had landed, I had finished it up. And like I said earlier, it's film doesn't lie. You know, it speaks the truth, and exactly what I thought I saw from that sideline was exactly what I saw unfold as I rewatched it.
And as we recorded your television show, you got a lot of smart guys in your team. I mean, there's stuff that you have to tell them as coaches, and there's a lot of stuff that it might be in stereo, right? Because like Wall, Klesman, whoever will say,
oh, yeah,
we got to be better here. We got to do this there, right?
And you know, I'll always quiz them at halftime, because I'll wait 15-minute halftime. I'll wait 7-8 minutes before I go to the locker room, let them cool off, and more importantly, let them discuss themselves. And I'll come in and go, okay, what's been the topics of conversation? And 99 times out of 100, if not 100 out of 100, they're exactly talking about exactly what I had written down as I watched, you know, specific things. We're allowed to watch film now at halftime of made field goals, whatever we want. Usually it's made field goals defensively and threes and those things. But exactly what you know, win, lose, or tie, wherever we are, they're on point in talking about the right things and what we need to clean up. And, you know, going back to Knight and Krzyzewski and Ryan, it's not complicated things. Mm-hmm. It's simple, you know, taking care of the ball. We got to get the ball stopped and dribble penetration, those type of things that, you know, aren't rocket science oriented things. It's just we got to do the simple things better.
And it's good to have really coachable players. You've talked about that with this group and specifically with AJ and how right. he's trending in a better direction defensively. It's good to know that as things evolve in the world of college athletics, you got a group of guys who take that.
And
well,
they want
right?
to be coached. They yeah. want to. They're like, coach, you don't need to baby us. We know how good we can be, and when we don't meet the standards, and they have higher standards for themselves than probably we ever think they do, or what we do for even them. You know, their standards are no higher anywhere else than what they are amongst those 18 guys in that locker room, and that's a great position to be in.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the great hallmarks of this program. When a team, when things don't go well, they're ornery. They're not happy. And that's exactly what you want. It's not like you shrug your shoulders and whatever. So no, it's very true. It's been very consistent with this program through the years. Badgers taking on Indiana Friday night, 7:30 tip. I think the students are going to start trickling back in town. The classes start next week, so get a little juice in the building on Friday night for the 7:30 tip-off against the Hoosiers. We'll take a break, and we continue. We'll check in with assistant coach Dean Oliver back in a couple of minutes on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
Hello?
Man, where are you? This wedding is lit. I thought you were coming.
Ooh, I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? You didn't get a flu shot?
I wish I did. I can't believe I'm missing out on Greg's wedding.
Grandma's about to crowd surf.
Grandma's about to what? What?
Man, I'll call you back.
Oh, man.
Sounds like another case of flu FOMO. Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. It keeps you protected and also protects your loved ones. Protecting our community can't wait. So why get stuck inside with the flu? Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We continue with the Greg Gard Show, joined now by assistant coach Dean Oliver. We'll get into the Hoosiers here in a couple of minutes, but I want to ask you, I mean, one of the hot topics, Badger fans and media actually, too, talk about Chucky's just growth as a guard beyond scoring, which we all know he can do. Walk us through that, what that's been like for him to be that great distributor and a guy who just knows how to win.
Well, I think the big thing is he's learned how to sacrifice the right things at the right time and kind of really think the game, much more advanced at looking at situations and how to put guys in better position, what plays to call. He's doing a lot more play calling out there than before, and knowing in the moment what we need, you know, whether it's pushing the tempo, whether it's pulling it out, things that he's learned from and his experiences are really starting to take hold, and you can't really see it in the stat sheet. It doesn't always result in more assists or more scoring or anything, but it's noticeable in the win column, and I think that's what you're seeing in winning moments. He's made the right call, made the right plays, or got the ball where it needs to be.
It's really fun to watch this, because as much as things are changing in college athletics, this place has always been about player development, and a lot of programs are, but it really has been the case here, and this is a shining example of it, isn't it?
Oh, no doubt about it, and it's just a growth process mentally, as far as how to play the game, how to win at this level. Often, so many times, it isn't shown just by your physical ability, but it's also, you know, what you're thinking about out there and what you're getting other guys to do and how you're pulling guys with you. And I think that's where he's really grown this year and starting to show that he's, you know, maybe his numbers aren't increasing in every category, but he's definitely a better player and a better leader in growing his game.
Another guy that obviously has gotten a lot of attention here, Badger fans have been really excited about, is Max Klesman. Even the other night, the minutes were limited. He had foul trouble, but, 15 minutes, 10 points. What's that like, being a zone like that, what Max has been going through here the last couple of games?
Well, I tell you what, it's a lot of fun. It's fun to watch, too. He's really just playing with a lot of confidence and feeding off his teammates. I think that's the main thing, is that he is taking great shots. And, you know, his teammates have confidence in finding him, especially when he gets going. They're looking for him. They're setting great screens. They're, encouraging him to take the right shots, and that's what he's continuing to do. And the great thing about Max is he really isn't doesn't care who gets the glory. You know, there's been games where he doesn't take a lot of shots, but he's always going to be ready to step up in the big moment and take the ones you need. And some games it's 25 points, some games it could be zero, but he's consistent with his approach, consistent with his defense, and bringing that intensity, and just such a great team player.
I was going to say, he's all that and tough as nails, too.
No doubt about it.
Let's get into the Hoosiers here a little bit. You've got the scout for that. I know Indiana's coming off a tough one against its in-state rival. Yet, I mean, the first thing that really jumps out is that front line. I mean, they've got some dudes up there, don't they?
Yeah, and Renault has really improved a lot, and they're going to him a lot. He's left-handed, physical, and then he's really added the ability to shoot from the outside. there's not much he can't do. He passes it well, so he's a big challenge. And you throw Ware, Khalil Ware, in there with him, who's always a threat for the lobs and such a great shot blocker. And, you know, just their team defense, they've been really good. You look at their rankings, they're holding teams to, I think, 26% from three and only, I think, 46% from two. That's tough to do, to guard both. And they have always have five great defenders out there. And that's going to be a big challenge for us, is trying to get some good shots versus a really good defense who really get extended and get out on you. And they have a shot blocker and Ware back there behind it. So that's going to be a big challenge for us.
And Trey Galloway, he's been in the program for a while. He's had some big games. He'll do the stuff at the other end, but he's had some big games offensively.
Definitely. He's really playing aggressive. He always has. I think last year his role was more of a D-stopper, and this year he has an increased role on the offensive end and has really taken advantage, playing great basketball, getting downhill, getting out in transition. He's a tough player to stop because he's such a, you know, he's got a lot of experience. And he's a savvy vet. He knows all the tricks of the trade, how to get to the free throw line, how to find guys. I think he's averaging four assists a game, really finding guys. And he's kind of their energy guy. You know, he's always been a hustle player, but he's really playing at a high level. And on top of that, they have a veteran point guard in Xavier Johnson. So they have experience in the backcourt there and in the front court. They're going to be tough to stop as well. So
best part about your gig is that you got to turn the page quickly, right? I mean, if you win, it's great. You celebrate, but you got to turn it. And the same thing after the other night, right?
You know, after a loss, the worst is if you don't get to play for a long time. So I think both teams, you know, they're coming off a loss as well. So I think both teams would be eager to get after it, and it's going to be some exciting basketball.
And that is Badgers assistant coach Dean Oliver. We'll take a break. When we continue, we'll visit with Charlie Wills as the Greg Gard Show continues on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with six locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer, so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show,
We would never do it on the open road.
And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
We continue with the Greg Gard Show, joined now by Charlie Wills. Well, Charlie, we talked a few weeks ago about this being a great time of year, semester break. Players can focus on basketball, being together, some team activities off the floor. Well, semester break is winding down. Classes start up again next week. And now, as we push deeper into January and on into February, some would consider this the dog days. I asked Bo Ryan in his first year about that, and he looked at me like I had two heads. He just, the whole concept of dog days, he wanted to dismiss that. But as a player, does it get a little bit tough? I imagine everybody's kind of hurting a little bit, and there's still a lot of season left. What is this time of year like?
Yeah, I do remember it being you do always want to keep your coach's mentality, which is one game at a time. But as a 18 to 21-year-old young man, your mind wanders, right? Like you're getting tired. You're somewhere between 25 and 30% way through the Big Ten. You can see the daunting schedule ahead, right? Like, I think we're looking at the Badger schedule over the next 3 weeks. There's 8 games. Like, that's a lot. That's a lot of games. A lot of beat up on your body. So I think some of the key things to keep in mind, and I think Coach Ryan did this well, I think Coach Gard does it well, is what's the mission? What's the vision of the team, right? Like, the vision is to win a Big Ten championship and to play deep into the NCAA, probably win a championship, I would imagine, is their goal. So, all right, what's our mission? All right, if that's our mission, how are we going to keep ourselves focused, right? Then go back to your daily routines. I think Bo did that really well. Obviously, I didn't play for Gardo, but, like, He's a direct descendant of that philosophy, and I think he does a really good job with that. So some of the things I know that we did, certain guys played video games. Certain guys had rhythms that they enjoyed doing other activities, right, to get them through that period of time. I remember, like, and maybe a reason I loved still to this day of doing puzzles or coloring or whatever it is that Kirk and I still share to this day a passion of drawing. So we draw our frustrations, and that was pretty fun. We had these sketchbooks, and we'd pass them back and forth, and we'd just make these, you know, I still have the sketchbooks. I laugh at them now when I look at them because I can remember the anger or the frustration or what was happening, like, maybe just boredom in some of that, you know, it seemed really mundane. So I think the guys have to have something. And you and I were talking a little bit about this, is that we've noticed some of these guys have these little rhythms that they're doing.
Any of your artwork framed? You got any of that in the home office? Anything like that?
Not that artwork. That artwork's not framed. You know, it's pretty funny. I actually busted out a ton of stuff I did through high school. I actually, like, really started expressing drawing and art in high school. And actually, my kids found, my parents dropped off a few years ago, and I probably haven't looked at that bucket since. And then my kids were in it, and boom, right there was some art. My son's like, "Dad, you can draw?" Mm-hmm. And then it's turned into this fun thing because now they ask me to draw stuff off the fly, and then I make up whatever, you know, however I can make up something. And then they just have a blast with it. They think it's so fun. So then what they do now is color it. So I think, like, whatever those little things are, who would have known 20 years ago that drawing frustrations and passing them back and forth with Kirk, whatever that art was, and now it's like something I do regularly with my kids. So it's pretty fun.
There you go. You mentioned this a couple of minutes ago, that coaches do look at it a game at a time, maybe a day at a time. It's about the next practice. Be better tomorrow than you were today. Get ready for the next game. Those of us on the media side, sometimes we'll look at blocks. Okay, here's a 4-game stretch. As a player, and I know it's supposed to be a day at a time and all that, but did you catch yourself kind of looking ahead, saying, "Hey, Kirk, look at these next four here. This is going to be tough, or we got a big window of opportunity." How did you view that?
I don't know if we necessarily said, like, look at these 3 games coming or 4 games coming, but we would say, look how much is coming all at once. Like, we all need to prepare ourselves. Like, we all need to, whatever the rhythms are that got us to this spot, we got to keep focusing on those things, because if we stop, we're going to run ourselves into trouble, right? Like, so that's another thing I think Coach Gard does well, and Bo, and actually Coach Bennett did really well, is do what got you here. Do those basic routines and basic activities. And I think you've probably been around practice enough to see it. The opening of practice has the same exercises and the same passing drills and the same shooting drills for a reason. It isn't to be mundane and not coming with something cool or fun. It's to drill into, this is so important that if we become experts at this, it'll be a natural reaction for you in the game, and then you won't have to think about it. So I think those moments are the moments that you press down on those.
That's the one thing I've noticed with, obviously, with Bo and with Greg, although the routine might differ one coach to the next, there is a routine and a consistency to it. Now, you can always, with travel, there can be flight delays, weather issues, all that stuff. But as a player, the fewer surprises, I imagine, the better. If you could keep the routine as close to the same road game to road game, that's a plus, right?
Yeah, it's a huge plus. Like, when you get in, what you do when you get in, is there a meal? Do you hang out a little bit together? Like, I think if you can keep some consistency, consistency is great because you don't have to wonder about what's coming next. I think that's a huge thing for young kids. I think everybody, but specifically young men, need that knowledge that you are moving and doing the same routine. And if it does change, just communicate it, right? Communicate what that looks like. But I think this team does, or the staff, all of them do a really good job of, this is the thing, here's what's next. And it keeps them really focused. And they've got, you and I have both seen this, the technology they now have. Mm-hmm. I mean, that had been beautiful to see my entire schedule out. And now it was like, wait, we gotta get on the bus, right? And, oh, what time was that again? Mm-hmm. Like, we had to remember exactly what that was. We didn't have devices. I sound really old right now. But, like, but I could see how that would give you a level of comfort, not in a way to make you too squishy or too comfortable, but, like, it gives you a sense of, like, this is what's happening. And it actually lets you be yourself.
One of the things with Wisconsin's schedule this season, there are not a lot of late games, weeknight late games, but they're coming off of one at Penn State, which was an 8 o'clock tip central, but they're on the East Coast. So for these guys, a 9 o'clock tip off. How did you keep yourself occupied during the day? Nap if you could. I mean, that is a long time. I mean, this team arrives, you know, they got into State College at whatever time it was, 7:30. So they're more than 24 hours here before they, you know, they had the shoot around and all that. But how tough is that as a player to wait that long for a game?
Yeah, it's nerve-wracking. I mean, there's no doubt it's nerve-wracking. I think what each person did really well is they figured out who they were and they did what worked for them. So for me, in college, I wasn't really a napper, but I had to focus on the things I could control, just like they were before. So sometimes I'd go for walks. I get fresh air. I would think about those things that are important for the game or things I needed to do. And then I would just make sure I wasn't leaving things behind because it was like, oh, yeah, and by the way, you got class. So did you get that assignment done? Did you do it? And that's really hard to do when you've got 6 hours by yourself in a hotel room to be really that disciplined at 18, 19, 20 years old, right? Mm-hmm. Like if you ask most kids, not even just athletes, just most kids to focus while, hey, I'm going to leave you alone for 7 hours, how much stuff actually gets done, right? Mm-hmm. So I would imagine with the Fetzer Center staff, which is all educational staff, with your trainers that are in there talking about not only what you need to do for your body, but maybe nutritionally, I'm assuming that they have a lot more of those touches throughout the day. So probably helps them with their schedule. But you and I were even talking about this before the Penn State game that, you know, what rhythm are you? Can you take a nap? Should you take a nap? Are you a 20-minute sleeper? You have to know who you are. And if you are a guy who can sleep an hour or two or whatever, yeah, do it. Get yourself fully focused and do that. But know how to get yourself re-energized. That's the other thing. Like coming out of a nap or coming out of whatever routine, you have to at some point get yourself back mentally into that space because you're about to do battle, right? Like you're ready to go and be prepared.
I suppose it can't hurt for this team to know that it's pretty good and it's in the thick of a race right now, or actually they're the one being chased, so that'll get you ready, you know, no matter what time the game is or how many people are in the arena, right?
Yeah, hey, whether you're the guy being chased or chasing, you know what is coming. And so you're going to expect, being at the top of the Big Ten, that everybody's going to give you their best effort every single night. And that's not, in a way, a pressure to make you feel like you can't just come and relax. It should give them comfort to know that they are the team and that you know, they're going to make it their best effort and they're going to give it to Penn State. Like, you almost got to flip the script in your mind that, like, it's Penn State who's got to watch out for us because we're coming for you. So I, like, and enter the team name into that. Like, that's how you have to, like, turn your head a little bit. And this is where basketball in the season turns into a huge mental game.
Yep. All right. That's Charlie Wills. We'll take a break. Ready to close out the Greg Gard Show in a couple of minutes on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Our thanks to Charlie Wills, as well as assistant coach Dean Oliver, for joining us on the Greg Gard Show here tonight. Well, last night in the Big Ten, Northwestern with a nice bounce back on the home floor, defeating a Maryland team that went on the road last weekend and won at Illinois, but the Wildcats getting the better of the Terps on Wednesday night, 72-69, and Rutgers in overtime, able to outlast Nebraska, 87-82. You got Minnesota and Michigan State, one of the Thursday games, and a little bit later on Thursday, Illinois on the road in Ann Arbor against Michigan. Wolverines on Monday defeated Ohio State at the Chrysler Center. On Saturday, you got three games on tap. Ohio State trying to get right, taking on a Penn State team. Obviously, the big win for the Nittany Lions on the home floor. Now they take their act to Columbus. Penn State had an 18-point second-half rally to beat Ohio State in-state college a few weeks ago. Purdue hits the road to Iowa, and Northwestern will be in Lincoln taking on Nebraska. two more games on Sunday. Michigan State will be in College Park taking on Maryland, and Rutgers hits the road on the way to Champaign to take on Brad Underwood's Illinois Fighting Illini. The Badgers hosting Indiana on Friday night. 6:30 will be the network airtime with our pregame coverage. Tip time set for 7:30 for the Badgers and the Indiana Hoosiers, and then Wisconsin will hit the road next Tuesday for a 6 o'clock game at the Barn, Williams Arena, for Wisconsin and Minnesota. But we'll talk to you tomorrow night from the Kohl Center for the Badgers and Indiana. 6:30 is when we'll get things started, and we'll talk to you then on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
You've been listening to The Greg Gard Show, brought to you by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers, and by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Emergency medical. And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.